I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts.
Republic Broadcasting. This is Talk with John. Today is March 4th, 2023. I can't believe that it's actually March already of 2023. You know, I must admit at one point in my time, I was like, would Christ have come by now? If it wasn't supposed to get worse before he comes, I would want him here already. All right, thanks for the heads up. So let's get to it. It's Talk with John here on Republic Broadcasting, Saturdays from 4 to 5 Mountain and 5 to 6 Central. You can tune in right here and join me on Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to give you the opportunity to interact with us today. We'll even take some calls. I'm going to introduce my guest here in just a minute. He happens to live in Pacific time, so from 3 to 4 Pacific, you can also tune in to this show. Kind of depends on where you're at. We'll leave the Eastern time zone out of this because, well, frankly, they don't really matter right at the moment. No, they, of course you guys do. Y'all matter. A great way to interact with me is on Twitter at TalkWithJohn1, TalkWithJON1, whether I be on air or off air. So, I'm going to introduce my guest here, like I said, in just a moment, but I want to bring up a couple stories that I think are worth mentioning. Do you think they want to keep the COVID narrative away from us? They're willing to go after the Pfizer, the big guy, as soon as James O'Keefe was brought on, went after Pfizer, really got some information. Talking about how they knew what they were doing when they were creating, or, you know, saying, hey, we don't know that this really works, and we knew what we were trying to do. Make something scary. Makes you wonder. Then all of a sudden, he winds up getting ousted. It's starting to come out. Different groups are reporting it. InfoWars, Steve Bannon. I even want to say, I saw it somewhere on Gateway Pundit, that there were a number of people that are trying to go after the board to say, hey, you get rid of them, there's a chance that we can, we won't press, you know, we won't press you with lawsuits. I think that's the main reason why James O'Keefe was let go. Then another little tidbit of information, and I really just realized all of a sudden, Medicare data confirms access death. Okay, but before I get rolling, I should have done this. Let's get this show off to a little bit of a proper start. Let me go with my show prayer real quick and my show mantra. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to our Father above. Then that's the prayer of my heart for this show. Then show mantra, where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. Now, it's time for me to introduce my guest. And let me get a little information to you about him. His name is John Knox. He's with LA Firefighters for Freedom. And let me give you kind of what it says right on their landing page. Firefighters who stand on constitutionality. As stakeholders of the fire service, our mission statement is to maintain human rights, constitutional rights, and civil liberties as sovereign, natural, free human beings and American citizens. We believe in the right to work, free will, personal choice, medical freedom, and consent without coercion. Retaliation, threats, disciplinary action, or termination. This is not a vaccine, virus, non-vaccine issue. This is not a left versus right political issue. This is a human rights issue. We hope you stand with us, for we believe all members have the freedom of choice and natural rights. Now, that is found right on their landing page on Firefighters for Freedom. And John Knox is a key founder, key member of Firefighters for Freedom. So, John Knox, it's been several months since you've been here, but thank you for allowing me to be a little bit long-winded. But I wanted to bring up those points. I know you're a man of liberty. I know you're a man of God, and or at least I think you're trying your best. Heaven knows. I'm not trying my best. I need to try much harder, but I try to be a follower of Christ and a man of liberty. So thank you for that, being in that fight with me, John Knox. Welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Can you hear me? There we go.
Hear you great. Hear you just
perfect.
Fine.
I thought I was on mute.
Well, you know, technology, sometimes it does it to you. All right. So let's for those of our listeners, because I'm reminded about once a month, I get reminded not everybody, John, listens to every single show, and not everybody has heard from all of your guests. So, John, let's do a quick introduction of you. You were a firefighter in LA. Then you got moved into the operations sides of things in the last several years. Back in 2000, late 2000, if I remember correctly, the vaccine came out. You guys were told you needed to take the vaccine. It was either late 2000 or early 2021. You guys were told to take the vaccine. If you didn't, you would be put on leave, fired. You were threatened with many different things. Some of your fellow firefighters and 911 responders were, shall we say, completely fired, let go. Some were allowed to come back on. Where does it stand? Where are you now? And where are you in the process? Hopefully, you're back at doing the job you love.
Well, let's see. Where do we start? You're right on pretty much everything. You kind of touched on a lot. 2020, they came out with the shots. And we were free to take it or not. You know, as first responders, we had the ability to step to the plate if we wanted in the beginning and get that. Personally, for myself, I chose not to, along with a lot of other people. Fast forward into 2021, and they were still voluntary. I had freedom of choice to choose what I wanted to do. And then August of 21, they said, no, we're mandating it. You shall take it or face disciplinary action up to termination. So a group of us got together. We created the organization Firefighters for Freedom, and we pushed back based on constitutionality issues. Filed several lawsuits against the city of Los Angeles, and to this day, we are still fighting those. We actually had a very radical left-wing, what I would call left-wing, communist, Marxist judge who was, we kept getting in front of. He was the judge for our case, and basically he kept throwing it out every single time. Finally, it got tossed out, and we had to appeal it. So we're sitting right now, first week of April, we go to the appellate court here in California to be heard on the constitutionality issues of that. So fingers crossed, so far everything looks good, and you know, we should be able to proceed forward with that. And what that means is that we actually have to start the case all over again in front of another judge that will hear the case.
So is this in front of an appeals court, or is this just a whole new court case?
So in April, the first week of April, we go in front of the appellate court, and then they determine the fate, whether we have standing or not, which we do. And any person that looks at the case has, I mean, there's the standing's ridiculous. So, and it's been proven, you know, over the past almost 3 years now, case after case after case, that you know, it's illegal, it's unconstitutional to mandate these shots. So, you know, California's sticky because of the progressivism that's here. It's kind of the hotbed or petri dish for that. What happens here in California usually spreads across the country, but we're seeing, you know, in places like Chicago, New York, bunch of other ones, that basically those mandate issues are all being overturned. So, you know, that, and I don't hold my breath on anything because it's California, but at the same time, it's still a good sign. So they'll hear it. And if they think, yeah, okay, it does have validity and standing, which it does, then we start all over from square one with a brand new judge. So that'll be good.
Well, I'm praying that this gets heard, and why California. Okay. So in many ways, I just want to write off California. I'm a Utahan. I'm a Christian conservative. On the flip side of the coin, it has some of the biggest groups of conservatives still in it. I think eventually, unless California turns, you know, Californians figure things out and are not so liberal, it may have more conservatives chased out. And I've told you, we want to welcome you here in Utah myself. I'll do everything I can to find a place for you to be. I'd love for you to be a neighbor. But on the flip side of the coin, I think it's worth the fight. Any place we can do it. And I think, why is California important, John? And I know a number of listeners would say, all right, talk with John. Why is California important? Why don't we just build a big fence around it and say you can't come here? Because with California's numbers, with the California having one of the largest economies, with California having so many people, as you said, what starts in California, especially on the liberal side, works its way to the rest of the country. And if we can stop the fight in California, it helps it out throughout the rest of the nation. The bottom line is, and I think, John, I'll let you say whether you agree with this statement or not, but in my opinion, this is one of those fights that's worth fighting. It's one of the things that is worth stopping and saying, this is a line we are willing to fight for. It might even be a hill that we're willing to die for. Because if we don't have autonomy of our body, what do we have? If they can put a vaccination in you, and force you to have it, then what's the next step? Putting a chip in your wrist, putting a chip in your head, putting a brain chip in your brain so you can be smarter? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of points you touched on there. I mean, I'll start with California. You know, I mean, I love the state. It's beautiful. It has so many resources. You know, I mean, you could be surfing one day and skiing the same day. You know, I mean, there's just a ton of stuff to do, and it's beautiful. In reality, it is a red state. Unfortunately, a lot of those voters don't turn out. Plus, we also have issues with the same machines, voting machines, and all the things, you know, that are going on across the country, Dominion, Seidel, all of those. And what they need to do is go back to actually paper ballots and counting. Anything that's attached to the internet or has the propensity to be hacked is always going to create those issues. So, your major cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, those are your primary blue areas, but the rest of the state is primarily red. And when you look at numbers, you know, it's there. It's worth, you know, I mean, it has, well, I'm not sure where it sits now, but it was the seventh largest economy in the world. We have had a lot of corporations and companies flee due to taxation issues, wages, everything. I mean, there's just, again, the progressive policies destroy entrepreneurship. You know, when you have other states that are offering tax incentives and all those things, if truly you're into business, it doesn't matter whether you're right, left, where you stand. If you want to stay in business, then you're going to go to the states that offer you the best tax breaks. And economic benefits for your employees and your company. And then touching on that last part that you talked about, really, where do you stand on that? You know, you've got our body autonomy. You know, I was born free, sovereign individual, right? A human being, and my rights are given to me by God. I've said this a million times, and they're enshrined in and protected in those founding documents, whether it's the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, or the Bill of Rights, right? So, and then the state's constitutions expand on some of those rights. Here in California, we actually have the strongest constitution out of all 50 states, which is amazing, because a lot of that progressivism put those rights in there. So my body autonomy is protected from, 1974 with Roe versus Wade. But it still gives me that medical privacy, genetic autonomy, and things like that, which they fought for back then and are fantastic things. And now they want to flip it on their head and say, no, that doesn't apply to you. You know, it only applied to that specific thing. And that's just pure insanity. So, you know, to protect those things, I mean, really, there's a lot of other states in this country that are absolutely amazing. Utah is beautiful, Colorado, Wyoming. But what happens is people flee from this state and they move to those states. And then what happens a lot of times is even the progressives, and they step into positions of power, into office, and they're just converting those states at the same thing. I mean, you look at what's going on in Idaho. I mean, Utah, you guys are having some issues as well. Your governor's, has some own issues of his own.
He's definitely a rhino. He really should come out. He needs to come out in many ways, but I'm going to say, one of the ways we'll leave alone, but he definitely needs to come out and say, truly, I'm a Democrat at heart.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, so you guys are getting smart cities put in there. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of things that are happening. And so then you touch on things like, well, do we stop that fight and allow them to tell us? Oh, I heard the music. Did I hear music? No.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity
for the
listener to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Biden takes classified documents seriously. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at mystore.com to save money on American-made products from American companies. President Biden takes classified documents so seriously that he had at least one in his garage. Just for a minute, let's forget that a former vice president shouldn't have classified materials. Let's ignore the hypocrisy of Biden's statements regarding Trump having classified materials at Mar-a-Lago, where there are Secret Service. What I want to know is, why were attorneys clearing out an office at the UPenn think tank? Lawyers cost hundreds of dollars an hour. Two guys and a truck would have been infinitely cheaper. Were the lawyers there because they expected to find something like this? Maybe the attorneys were there just so that there would be attorney-client privilege in place. The presence of lawyers doing a job that a couple of teenagers could do is intriguing, to say the least. Now that the story is out, I have many questions, but the White House press secretary has refused to answer a single one put to her. Hopefully, the new special counsel will have better luck. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
And I am here with John Knox. All right, so John, we had the break sneak up on us. Next one will be at about 29 minutes and 30 some odd seconds, somewhere in that neighborhood, give or take about 30 seconds. So we were talking about the nature of politics and the nature of things moving and body autonomy here.
Yeah.
And California's the fight. So I appreciate you being there, standing in the breach. And it's a fight that the rest of the nation needs to join in and help put pressure on the people of California to go, no, I need to stand up for individual freedom.
Yeah. I mean, right now, in reality, we're living under the guise of freedom. You know, we're probably one of the freest places around, but again, it's still not truly freedom because of the things that we've dealt with, especially over the past, you know, 3 to 5 years, COVID being one of them. That basically, to me, was just a test. Really to kind of poke and see what the American people were willing to give up of their sovereignty, you know, your God-given rights. are you willing to be locked in your house for 3 weeks, a month? You know, first it started 10 days, then it moved out, you know, flattened that curve, and then it was a month, and then it was 3 months, and, you know, then you had to wear a mask and double mask when you showered, and, you know, you, whatever, you know, they just kept pushing it. And when you look at history and what dictatorships and, you know, totalitarians and individuals that have crushed societies, free countries, free nations in the past, is they push until they know that they hit that line, and then they let off. They give you a little bit of breathing room, and they pull some of those restrictions back and say, okay, here you go, you get it back. But then all of a sudden they come back again with something else, and they, and you've already been trained. And so it's, they walk that line, they walk you right up to the edge of it, and then they release it, let the pressure off, you get comfortable and complacent again, and then they drop in more. And so COVID was really a primer to see what you were willing to give up. And, you know, for us, you know, we're not willing to give up. This fight's way too, you know, the chips that are on the table, I mean, this is an all-in poker game, because they're going to come back around with round two. You know, in here in California, they literally on February 28th, Gavin Newsom, our governor, that guy released the state of emergency. What are we talking about? 3 years later? But what he did is he instituted another program called SAFER. And it's, I mean, I'd have to look up the acronym. I could look that up. It's ridiculous, though. It basically puts into place, you know, masking, testing, all of these other things. And they're still going down the whole COVID narrative because they're going to continue to push it so that, you know, they just lighten up on it. And so here we are, you know, I mean, for me, I've stood, and so others in our organization, and, you know, they put us off of work, and they're terminating us. It's been, for me, like 467 days I've been off of work with no paycheck. And that's illegal. It's against the law here in the state of California. You know, we have Supreme Court rulings that, you know, give us a property right to our job, due process, all kinds of things like that. And the city of Los Angeles has violated every single one of those because they're trying to get us to fold and to bend that knee. And it's absolutely not going to happen. You know, my career to me is not even worth what is sitting on the line, which is our freedom as Americans. You know, I mean, we had a lot of people that have died from, you know, 1776, the founding of this country, all the way through, you know, every single war, you know, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, all of these things, you know, the Middle East, for freedom. Some could argue that there's other reasons there as well, but a lot of people have died to keep us a free and sovereign nation. And for us to capitulate to, you know, what they want over a cold, you know, and I don't say that lightly. I've had it three times, and I had long haul COVID, and, you know, it kicked my butt, but I'm still here and I'm still alive. And, you know, I know people have died from COVID, but when you look at the true numbers versus what the numbers are that were out there, it's, and what's happening now from these shots, that's what's tragic.
Well, I want, when we get back, I'm going to read a little bit of information from a group called World Affairs Brief, and we'll talk about some of those numbers. And then I also want to get into how you were let go and where things stand, as long as, are they going to let you back? Do that after this break.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
All right, folks, this is Talk with John here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Looking forward to be with you for the remainder of the hour. Now, real quickly, I'm going to give out the phone number. So if you want to ask John anything about what he's facing or what he's up against, it's 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. 8252. Feel free to call in and you can ask John a question or a couple questions about him and his fight. They've got some really good attorneys that are helping him out and giving their attorneys advice. So I want to read, and then I do want to kind of go over a little bit of the history, a little bit with John, but there's two things that I want to bring up. This is from the World Affairs Brief. Medicare data confirms excess deaths. Now, those Medicare numbers have, over the years, over the history of the United States, since Medicare came out, the numbers they keep have been considered like a gold standard number. That's a number that people will use when they are doing theses and stuff along those lines, when they're doing PhD level work and they need to come up with numbers. That is a key place that they will go to get their information. It's considered to be, like I said, the gold standard. This is why the CDC has never used Medicaid. So Medicare data confirms excess death is kind of the headline. Even the government's Medicare data shows that there have been excess deaths since the rollout of COVID vaccines, Steve Kirsch reports. This is why the CDC has never used the Medicare data to prove the vaccines are safe. And this is why nobody in the mainstream medicine wants you to see this data ever. They all want it hidden forever. In an article that you can go to worldaffairsbrief.com and see, I publicly reveal record level vax death data from the gold standard Medicare database that proves that the vaccines are making it more likely that the elderly will die prematurely, not less likely. The risk of death remains elevated for an unknown period of time after you get the shot. We haven't seen it return to normal, folks. The CDC lied to the American people about the safety of these vaccines. They had access to this data the entire time and have kept it hidden and have said nothing. Now, last week I mentioned to John in the break that I have Dr. Kirk Moore. His medical practice was raided because he's accused of giving saline shots to people instead of giving them the COVID quote-unquote COVID vaccines. Now, he never gave it to anybody that requested to have the actual COVID vaccine. So what harm was he really doing? And he brings up his Hippocratic Oath that says, do no harm. Also, insurance actuary numbers that he brought up in that conversation that I had with him, there was an increased rate of death, I believe it was, of above 40% for men between the ages of 18 and I want to say it was 38, and it's 38% between working men between the ages of 18 and 54. There are reasons. So, John and myself were of the opinion from the very beginning we should have the choice on whether we want to take an experimental vaccine. Another thing that Dr. Kirk Moore brought up, Dr. Lee Merritt has talked about, and Dr. Jim Heehan and Peter McCullough that I've all had on with me have mentioned, it takes almost a decade for new vaccines to be if they're coming up with an entirely new vaccine, what supposedly this was, especially with the mRNA, it takes 10 years to do the research on it before you release it to the public. On top of that, all mRNA research that's been done, everything dies in huge numbers. Okay, rats, monkeys, you name it. And they did only about 2 months worth of data and released it. We are being lied to, folks. But both John and I, before those numbers came out, talk with John and John Knox, were of the opinion this is up to us to be able to decide whether we're going to take or not, and we should be able to. Now, John, I'm going to let you make a comment to that. And then I do want to get a little bit of the history of, okay, we very briefly touched on how back in, I believe it was 2021, somewhere in that neighborhood, you were told it is you guys are going to be let go if you don't take the vaccine. And you've held out for over 400 days. You've got the fight you're going after. There are some that capitulated. There are some that have been allowed back to work, even though, if I understand, they haven't had the vaccine. But you, for sure, have not been let back to work. So, first, any comments on those numbers that you want to give?
And yeah, sure.
For not taking the vaccine, and then let's go into how this came to be about.
Okay. The numbers are you're spot on. And there's three sets of numbers that you should really look at when you're dealing with this. You know, when you talk to Malone and McCulloch and all, you know, Dr. Cole, all of these guys, they're phenomenal, and they've been in that industry for years. You know, I've been in healthcare for 25 years as a paramedic. And so you really understand the human body and how it reacts to different things and what you see clinically. But numbers, you know, what people need to understand is everything is propaganda right now. So you need to do the research for yourself before you put anything into your body. And the places you need to look would be, like you said, the Medicare data. You look at the insurance companies, because you got to remember, insurance companies, especially life insurance, the largest life insurance insurer out of, I think it was Ohio, published data that you're most likely talking about that shows a 40% increase in all-cause mortality in 1 year from when the vaccine started. That is literally unsustainable in their industry. And they're there to make money. And if they're got a 40% increase in their all-cause mortality, they're losing money. It's an unsustainable business model for them.
So a 4 to 10% increase in death is a once in every 200 years event.
Yes.
In like the Black Plague type scenario. Yeah. This is just unheard of.
It's so far past that, it's not even funny. Yeah, it's the numbers are staggering. And then the other place that you should always look is the DMED reports. And now they're trying to
hide those. So what reports again? Because I'm not familiar with that term, I'll admit.
So the DMED report is the medical reports that the military keeps on all of. Military ranges from 18 to 40 years old is what the DMED reports cover. And they track every single thing on every single person in the military. There's nobody that does better tracking than the U.S. military. And you have the healthiest swath of population other than professional athletes in the military. And so the first year when the shots came out, from the time they came out to the first year, they showed an 1,100% increase in all-cause mortality between 18 and 40-year-olds. I believe it was 40. And the second year, their projections were going to 5,500% increase in all-cause mortality. So when you look at those numbers are off the charts. There's absolutely, if you sit and you look at that and you do just a little bit of research, there would be no way that you would ever want to put something that's, again, still under experimental use, EUA, into your body. Because like you said, on average, vaccine that is created normally takes, on average, 10 to 17 years to come to market because of the double-blind, triple-blind placebos and things that are there to stop what's happening right now.
Okay, so I want you to real quickly kind of cover the timeline of when you told, hey, you need to, please come to work. Please come to work even though COVID's out here.
Yep.
Then, hey, we may have you guys take the shot. Now it's mandatory. We're going to let you go. Many caved. And you guys are also doing your own VAERS report. We haven't mentioned VAERS, but you guys are doing your own VAERS tracking, if I remember correctly, as well. And then let's get to Mark in Florida.
Yeah, so it all happened, again, pretty much within a year. I mean, you can't run 911 calls from Zoom. So, if you call 911, I have to either be able to come to your house to put out a fire or attend to you if you're sick, whether you're having a heart attack or you have COVID or you can't breathe, whatever it is, right? So, and in the beginning, there was no protection. We had N95 masks and gloves, whatever. But the shots were still optional at that point. Fast forward, by August of 2021, they became mandatory. By December 1st of 2021, they put initially about 150, we'll say, people off duty who had not complied with filing for an exemption or getting the shot. Then come May of 2022, they denied all exemptions, medical and religious. They even denied the head pastor or the head chaplain of our department. And so then everybody put in an appeal.
You're denying the head chaplain. That's crazy. Okay.
Right? So yeah, just more comedy. I mean, to me, that's why I never filed an exemption, because I knew it was a trap. So, and again, if, if I'm filing an exemption, what that says is that I agree with you that it's okay for you to tell me or dictate what I do with my body. And I'm asking to opt out of that program this one time. So I don't agree with your program. I don't need an exemption. It's implied in the Constitution that I have my right to religious expression. And I have my God-given rights, which is medical autonomy, body autonomy, so on and so forth, that are enshrined in those as well. So I'm protected on privacy rights as well here in California. Fast forward, we have currently right now, we have about 10 members left that are in the process of being terminated, which is a Board of Rights hearing, which is like a military tribunal. It's administrative hearing. And those are going on. They've terminated one firefighter engineer. They've also terminated one battalion chief. And they actually just approved everyone's exemptions who had one in and let them, well, they were already back to work, even though their exemptions had been denied. And one of the reasons they're approving this is literally they've broken so many laws and so many rules and statutes and so on and so forth that they're trying to limit their losses at this point, you know, minimize their their losses. Because, I mean, technically you can't, based on Title VII, you can't deny a religious exemption. It's got to be approved. You know, there's no way for you to determine my religiosity, right? Or how much of a believer I am. That's between me and whoever I worship, whether it's God or Krishna or the flower in my front garden, it doesn't matter. That's my religious belief. That's my personal belief and my relationship that I have. So, you know, they're scrambling right now because in our Board of Rights, we have managed to expose the amount of corruption and lawbreaking that they've done. So they're trying to limit their damages. It's really a circus.
I hope they lose big. All right, so we're going to get back to this. Let's get to a caller before we hit break. We've got about two and a half minutes for the caller to give us a question, and we'll answer it on the other side of the break, and then we'll say what's up next for you guys. And then we will also give out firefightersforfreedom.org. Go there and donate. We'll mention that again. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Thank you very much, and I'll try to be quick. And I forget the gentleman's name.
John Knox.
John, if you would go to TN, like Tennessee, TNTrafficTicket.us, search mandamus. We've been suing the Tennessee governor for over 800 days. We've just been denied certiorari at the Supreme Court. They do not want to take this on. And what that spells out is that COVID-19, the virus, has never, ever been evidenced. There is no evidence of a virus. It's just merely a term or a name. It is not an actual virus because there is no evidence of the virus. Therefore, everything anybody is doing is fraud. And if you go there, you can download David's documents. It spells it out. We've been 800 days. There is no evidence, and the CDC states so because there is no piece of COVID-19 to test against to compare to people that have COVID-19. There is no evidence of a COVID-19 to exist at all.
And now, give out that website again real quick, Mark. Give out that website.
TN, like Tennessee, TNTrafficTicket.us, and search for mandamus. And the courts are against us because they're all getting paid off or they're all being hushed. But there is no evidence of a COVID-19 to exist. Therefore, everything that anybody has done is a fraud. The Tennessee state law requires the governor to prove an infectious agent before he can quarantine anybody. They did not prove the agent, and yet they required masks and shutdown without proving the infectious agent to exist. There is no evidence of COVID-19. I hope that might help you out.
Mark, thanks for that info. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That is definitely a point that's worth mentioning. There are many that have said that they can't find any of the attenuated virus and so forth. So there is some very significant questions on whether there is an actual virus or not. I've heard those. And the bottom line is they have to be very careful, in my opinion. And we may be skipping this break. I'm not sure. I haven't heard the music yet start up. So if we have music start up, then we're going to break, obviously. But one thing they can't do is they have to be very careful on what they let in, and they have to be very specific on what they let you go on a lawsuit with, because this could bring down the whole, in my opinion, the whole card deck when it comes to the medical, greater medical community. This really could bring it crashing down in a very large, the pharma could be lawsuited into non-existence, Pfizer and so forth.
Yeah, you know, it's yeah, thank you to the caller. I'll take a look at that. You know, there are doctors out there. I think Thomas Cowan was one of them who wrote The Contagion Myth. He sued the Canadian government as well. Ask them to provide
for defense and for counterclaims in favor
of a commercial.
May be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. The number 2, keep it today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Public Broadcasting, and I am here with John Knox, LA Firefighters for Freedom. Please go visit their website, and please, if you have a few extra dollars, not only donate to Republic Broadcasting Network, but give LA Firefighters for Freedom a donation, because if they can stop it in California, there's a good chance that it will stop across the rest of the nation. All right, John Knox. Now, we were talking about There are questions on the virus. There's a lot of ways to attack this in court. And I'm going to say that's one of the big keys, is they don't want let in because this could bring down all of Big Pharma down if the truth gets out.
Yeah. You know, and this is, like I've said from the beginning, this is a long game, unfortunately. This is definitely not a sprint. So you need to be prepared for groups to keep pushing back, because really what's happening are crimes against humanity. And yeah, we're literally, I mean, their house is falling right now. The House of Cards is crumbling. A lot of people don't see it, but when you step into this arena, there's a lot of information out there, and you're really, they can't hold back the floodgates, because right, science, I mean, yes, pharma controls a lot of that, and the studies and things that they do, those are paid for by them. So, you know, we've got a lot of, when you're looking at the leading doctors like McCulloch, who was, you know, the number one published cardiologist in the world, being censored, you know, there's a problem. Yeah. Dr. Malone being censored, you know, he was one of the inventors of mRNA. So when, you know, when those people are being censored, you're right over the target. And so it's just a matter of time before all of this information, I mean, it's coming out now like crazy, and it just takes time for it to get there. You know, people don't want to believe that their government or these corporations or any of this would be lying to them. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in today. And so, you know, you really need to take off the blinders and look at things, step outside of the box, and really use that critical thinking skill that we have. And, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, man, it's a duck. It doesn't matter if somebody tells you it's a dog.
Well, you know, I'm not even going to go down. We don't have time to go down that path. I want to go down right now. So let's say this. You guys are in the fight for this. You have a lot of great attorneys with you, Robert Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Is part of this, part of your group. You've got a lot of doctors, and you've got a lot of attorneys that are fighting this. You are now looking to redo this case mm-hmm. in front of appellate court, and one of the things you're hopefully you guys wind up getting is either your jobs back, or one of the things that could be lost is your pensions that you've been promised.
Yeah, pensions. So, you know, that's a whole nother ball of wax, but, if you have 20 years on the job, you will get to keep, you know, your pension that you've worked for. If, you know, if you're prior to 20 years, then you lose, you don't get a pension, but you do get all of the money that you did put into the pension system. You know, for us, we're a privately held pension. It's not city funded. So all of, you know, we put into our pension between 9% and 12% of our paycheck goes into that. So, you know, if a member was terminated prior to that, then they'll get all of their money that they put into it, with interest. And if you make it past 20 years, then they can't take that from you. But pension systems and things like that, that's another ball of wax.
I know we're up against it. We covered a lot of ground. So I just want to say, John Knox, LA firefighter and Firefighters for Freedom, how can people go find out more about your organization and donate?
Yeah, if you go to our website, it's firefighters4freedom.com or .org, firefightersforfreedom.org. You can go there, learn all about us, see what's going on, sign up for our newsletter. We send that out as well. You can donate there. And then we're also on Instagram and Facebook at firefightersforfreedom.com.
Thanks, John Knox. This has been a privilege to have you back again. Look forward to having you back in 3 to 6 months and hearing that this went well. This has been Talk to John on RBN. God bless you. Have a great Sabbath, everybody. Talk to you next week. Go, 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 go.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.